Now is the time to prepare for a blissful day as we read the Rhapsody of Realities, a daily devotional authored by Reverend Dr. Chris Oyakhilome from Love World.
Today's topic is Christ is the Rock. Our opening scripture is taken from Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Pastor says, the Lord Jesus made the remarkable statement in our theme scripture above in response to Peter's amazing revelatory insight about the Master's identity as the Christ, the Son of the living God. Many have misconstrued what the Master meant when he said, upon this rock I will build my church. Some have speculated that Jesus was referring to Peter's revelation about Jesus being the Christ, but no, he was referring to Peter's revelation. The Master was succinct in his communication. He didn't say, Peter, upon the revelation that I am the Christ, I will build my church. Rather, what he said in essence was, I will build my church on Christ. Christ is the rock. To further clarify this, it's important to follow and understand certain prophetic nuances in the Bible. For example, in Matthew chapter 22, verses 41 to 46, Jesus asked the Pharisees about their understanding of the Messiah, and they replied that Christ was the son of David. Then he asked them, if the Messiah was a son of David, how come David addressed him as Lord? And then he quoted what David said in Psalm 110, verse 1. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool. When you read several other portions of scripture, you'll observe where David referred to the Lord as the rock. In Samuel 22, verse 1, for example, he spoke to the Lord, expressing gratitude for the deliverance from all his enemies, including Saul. He declared, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. Then in Psalm 18, verse 2, he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength. In the 46th verse, he continues, the Lord lives, blessed be my rock, let the God of my salvation be exalted. In essence, Christ is the foundation of the church. He is the rock. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4 states clearly, and the rock was Christ. The church is not built on Peter's revelation. It stands unshakable on the rock, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Say this prayer with me. Dear Father, I thank you for the revelation that the church is built on Christ, the solid rock. I stand firm on this foundation, anchored in Christ's unchanging, unmovable, unshakable, resolute, firm, constant, and unwavering truth. The church is marching on, making progress, establishing your will in the earth and in the hearts of men. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you've been uplifted by the reading of the Rhapsody of Realities today. The Rhapsody of Realities is available in all the known languages of the world. If you require a copy, please contact Love World Northampton Church on 07341 617 037 or loveworldnorthampton.org. You are also welcome to worship with us at Love World Northampton Auditorium at 64 Harborough Road in Kingsthorpe, NN2 7SH. God bless you.